Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We have some police interview audio here for you involving Adam Montgomery. He's the piece of human excrement that is accused of murdering his daughter by beating her in the face until he said, "I think there might be something wrong with her," and then continuing to store her body in suitcases and freezers and ceiling tiles and any place you could think to put a body, I guess, if you're high on a lot of drugs. And he did it for quite some time. Until finally, 2 years later, he was interrogated about, "Oh, that missing girl, that girl that you had, where is she at? Oh, you don't know, and you're supposed to be responsible for her." This is that interview with police conducted in early 2022. Take a listen.
We might be able to work on that in a few. We'll just turn this on. This is audio and video recorded. You all right with that? We'll do our best to try to get you a cigarette.
Yeah, we got cigarettes somewhere, so try to work on that, okay? Before we have any conversations, I'm just going to have you read something, okay? And then we'll just go from there. Just so you know, because you're under arrest right now, I have to read you this stuff, or you have to read it to me. Again, Detective Riley, Detective Dunleavy. It's January 4th, 2022. It's 8:55 p.m. You can read and write English, correct? Okay. So, Adam, I'm going to have you start from there, where it says I, and then I'm just going to have you read down.
"I, Adam Montgomery, as a right to remain silent."
Start from here. "I, Adam Montgomery,
give the following voluntary statement. Detective Dunley, Detective Riley, who has identified himself as a member of the Manchester, New Hampshire Police Department. He has advised me to follow. I have the right to remain silent. Anything I say can be used against me in the court of law. I have the right to a lawyer for advice before any questioning, and to have one with me during questioning. If I cannot afford a lawyer, one will be appointed to me by the court. If I decide to answer questions now without my lawyer present, I still have the right to stop answering at any time. Do you understand?" "Yes."
"Okay. Do you understand all of these, 1 through 5?
"Yep."
"Okay. What I'm going to have you do, just initial 1 through 5. That just indicates that you understand what I'm saying, all right?"
"Yep."
Can you just read that line out loud?
You understand each of these rights?
Yep. And you're going to check either yes or no? All right. And then read the next line for me.
I also have each of these rights. And are you willing to waive each of these rights and answer questions? Sure.
Okay. Now, Adam, you're just going to sign that line.
Before we go forward, can we get a cigarette in here?
So, there's a sensor in there. So I'll work on getting you a cigarette at some point. I can't promise you one right now, just because the room we're in, and if this starts going off, I don't want to flood the building. You know what I mean?
It's like they're going to go off.
That thing will. Yeah. The sprinkler. So, but at some point. We'll work on getting you. I know we have cigarettes in here. I know where they are. Okay? You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Do you need a water?
I don't need nothing.
You good? Okay. Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay.
Okay. What's not okay?
Nothing. What's up?
All right. So I'm just going to ask you some basic questions. You said you can read and write English, correct?
Yeah. All
right. Can you just state your full name for me?
Adam Montgomery.
And Adam, what's your birthday?
12290.
Right. And what address are you using to call?
I'm not using any.
Okay. What phone number are you using?
I don't have one.
Okay. What was the highest level of education?
GED.
Okay. Where'd you graduate high school from?
I got a GED.
No, but I know, but like, where'd you get that?
I was in counselors.
Okay. Right now, are you under the influence of any drugs or alcohol?
No.
Okay. Do you have any traumatic brain injuries or anything like that? Anything that prohibits you from recalling any memories or anything like that?
Not that I know of.
All right. So we've met before, right? We met the other day. I know you've had a long time down here. You've kind of been a roller coaster. I'm going to apologize for what happened out there. That's not how I do business, okay? That had nothing to do with me. Those are guys that like to play G.I. Joe, all right? If it had been up to me and I could have gotten a hold of you some way, I would have reached out to you. But you don't have a phone, right?
You guys could have just told my wife you wanted me to come in.
But aren't you not supposed to be talking to your wife?
No, that's bullshit.
It's nothing. You're not supposed to?
No, I can't be.
Thank you. Look at that.
I can't be.
I guess they're going to let you smoke a cigarette, man. They must have talked to somebody.
Saying I can't talk to my wife because that's bullshit.
Maybe it's some old paperwork that somebody saw?
Yeah, from last year. But it was over and done with after I got out of jail.
So that's all clear?
DCYF said it was cleared up. The police said it was cleared up. Everybody said it was cleared. They said that there was no contact order between me and her.
Okay, and that's Kate all we're talking about. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, if that's the case, then that's my fault for maybe not checking a little bit further into it, so I apologize for that. Again, I apologize for the way things went down out there. Like I said, I'm not part of the SWAT team. I don't do that stuff. If I had a good number for you, I would have just called you in. But I don't have you don't have a phone, you said, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I apologize for that. I do appreciate you being cooperative with me. You've never given me a hard time. I know we've only met a few times, so thank you for that. Let's talk about why we're here to talk.
Tell me what you want to say.
Tell me what you know.
I don't know nothing.
Well, what was our conversation about the other day?
You said you had a couple questions you wanted to ask me. You asked me the questions.
Well, what was our conversation about the other day? Remember we met? I mean, you remember that. It was only, what, a few days ago, right? We had a lot of worried people and scared people right now. In the community, I know you're worried about the well-being of your daughter, and I kind of want to get ahead of this because I don't want you to be painted as a monster.
Well, that's what you guys are already doing.
I am?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can you explain that to me?
That's what you guys are already trying to do, man.
Explain to me how I'm trying to make you, or whoever is trying to make you out to be a monster. Who's telling you that stuff? Is there somebody from that I work with that told you that? Somebody you're close with, that they told you that?
No.
Alright. Well, you understand this whole thing is getting a little out of hand, would you agree?
Of course.
Look,
it's just the way you guys are going about it.
And again, yeah, I don't mean...
Not you specifically, but right. Yeah, nobody comes out there like that for a second degree assault charge. Nobody. Been arrested for worse charges. They don't come out and throw fucking flashbangs at my girlfriend's car and ram us into the fucking guardrail. They don't do that. For a second degree assault charge.
Again, you understand what the charges are, right?
Second degree assault, right?
Yep.
Okay.
There's also an endangering the welfare charge.
Okay.
And interference with custody. Okay, so.
So how did I interfere with custody?
So that paperwork that we served you the other day, you remember that?
Okay.
When they were in the alleyway, you remember outside of on Lake Ave?
Yeah.
There's paperwork that you have to comply with. You understand that, right? Okay. We had that conversation, did we not? Right? So that's what that's all about.
Like, so secondary assault charge, what is this referring to?
Well, that's what we want to talk to you about.
Well, explain to me what, if I'm being charged with it, what the hell am I being charged with it for?
Well, your daughter had some injuries that you know about when you lived on Guilford Street.
No, I do not. What are you referring to?
Well, you were there, I wasn't, right?
Well, what are you referring to?
I'm referring to her having some good marks.
What are you referring to?
Marks that were left on her by you.
Absolutely not. I have nothing else to say.
We talked about how we were worried about your daughter the other day, right?
Okay.
You remember that conversation?
I remember that conversation, but right off the rip, with the way you're approaching the conversation, you guys are completely out of line, so.
Me?
Yeah.
In the time that you've known me, which
what you just said to me, you guys are completely out of line.
Okay, but so explain to me, how are we out of line?
I have nothing to explain.
Okay, but wouldn't you rather explain it so we can make sense of it than just have other people's side of the story? Like, you want to defend yourself and like this picture people are painting of you? Now's your chance, man. Defend.
Whose side of the story? Who's telling you these things?
People that were close to you.
Obviously not.
Well, maybe at the time, maybe not anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw that reward on the news, right?
No, I did not.
Do you know that the reward is about $40,000 to find where your daughter is right now?
Okay.
When you start throwing money around like that, people come out of the woodwork that you would never expect to do.
Okay.
So, like I said, when I talked to you a few days ago...
Can I have another cigarette?
Sure. I kind of told you this thing was going to get a lot bigger.
That's not a rough ride.
And we wanted to get ahead of it.
But you're sitting there telling me that... right off the rip, that there was something wrong with my daughter because of me. No, that's bullshit.
Okay. So if your daughter had marks on her at some point when you lived over there, would you explain those?
How would she have got those marks?
Well, I would love to know when that marks were there because DCYF came to my house multiple times.
Okay. And we know that they came there.
Right. And close the case.
Okay. Do we know that DCYF is the flagship agency in the country?
No, but if there was significant marks like you're referring to, I believe they would have flagged something at that point and they would have said something. They wouldn't have came there and seen that the kids were well taken care of. All the kids loved being at the house with me.
So let me tell you about what second degree assault is. There's a lot that encompasses that charge. Basically, if there's a mark on a kid that's under a certain age, it constitutes second degree assault. Although it is a felony, which sounds extremely intimidating, it doesn't mean that somebody got their head bashed in or they got cut up or whatever. So although it sounds pretty intimidating, the charge, I understand that. what we're talking about doesn't mean that it's the craziest crime that's ever been committed. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay.
So somebody could have a bruise or a really bad welt on them, and that would constitute second degree assault for a kid under a specific age. So that's why that charge is there. So nobody is saying that you took like a baseball bat or like stabbed your kid. Like, I'm just going to put that out there. That is not what anybody's saying about you. Mm-hmm. So I know you're concerned with when I say second degree assault, but it sounds a lot worse than I think you're thinking it is. Are we kind of on the same page?
Yeah, but for you to sit there and say that, it was inflicted because of me.
We're just going on what we hear. You're not telling us anything, so we're going with what we have.
But I don't even know what you're referring to. What are you referring to?
Your daughter had a mark on her face that multiple people, have told us was inflicted by you.
Multiple people that weren't even living with us at the time.
Well, there was enough people that had spoken about it.
Yeah.
People share knowledge of what they know.
So somebody, you telling him, and then he tells you, and then he tells you, so something just gets passed down a line.
I'm not talking about like a game of telephone here. I'm saying that people say a story, and then the details kind of fill themselves in, like corroborate. Do you know what the word corroborate means?
Of course I do.
Okay. You're a smart guy. I'm not trying to insult your intelligence, but when people kind of fill in the blanks, that's what I mean by, like, we're corroborating that story. But this is your time to tell me, kind of explain that. You know, if you're saying this was a mistake, or this was an
accident. I don't even know what you're referring to. Like, that's what I'm trying to get at, I don't even know what you're referring to.
I'm saying she had a mark on her face.
I don't even know what you're referring to.
You don't recall your daughter ever having a mark on her face?
The reason DCYF came out to visit you guys, you don't recall that? Why did DCYF come out and start visiting you guys? What was the allegation?
If I remember correctly, it was because of, I believe at the time, I could be wrong. I believe it had something to do with my uncle saying I was using drugs, and I wasn't.
Now, who's your uncle, so we are clear?
Kevin.
Okay. And Kevin's last name?
Montgomery.
Now, he lived there with you?
He lived there with me. Right around the time when I was first going back to get custody from my daughter.
Okay.
And then he left in April, May, something. March, something around that time.
And just so I have it right, because I don't want to guess or get confused, what house are we talking about?
Guilford Street.
All right, and what was the number there again?
I'm not 100%.
Okay. Do you remember what color the house was, at least?
Beige, maybe.
Okay. And whose house was that originally?
My grandmother's.
All right. And grandma is who?
Kevin's mother.
Kevin's mother.
My dad's mother.
Okay. So was it the Montgomery group living over on Guilford Street?
Yeah, and they all moved out. My grandmother moved out in like January with my little brother, and they all moved down to Florida, and then Kevin went a couple months later.
And so grandma, uncle Kevin, you said little brother, and who's he?
My father's son, Michael.
So Michael, that's what I meant. Like, what's his first name?
Yeah, and his girlfriend.
And his girlfriend, and is he still with that same girl now?
I have no idea.
Oh, so you don't talk to Michael anymore?
No.
Okay. What was that girl's name at the time? Because maybe she can help us to say that, like, this is...
Kayla, I believe.
So Michael's girlfriend's name was Kayla at the time? And you dated a Kayla at the time?
Yeah.
So it kind of got confusing in the house if somebody's yelling for Kayla.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what was Kayla you were with at the time was...
My wife.
Okay. Montgomery. And then Kayla he was with is?
I have
no idea who she was. Okay, so there was grandma and Kevin, they moved out in when?
Grandma moved out in like...
I'm just trying to think of people we can talk to.
I'm like, trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure it out to go back. Like, I think we moved over there moved over there in like, I don't know, October, September, somewhere around then.
And what year is that?
2018.
Okay.
And at the time I was going for custody for my daughter for at least a year already at that point. And Crystal was showing no interest of going to get our daughter back. So finally in like, I don't know, December, January, February, something along them lines, courts called me, told me I could come pick her up and bring her home, brought her home. And then, I don't know, it was, I think the month before, my grandmother left with my brother and his girlfriend, and then the month after, I want to say, Kevin left.
So then who was left living at the house?
Me, Kayla, and the kids.
And that time period, I don't know which kids were born yet and who was.
It was Declan and Seamus.
Okay, and then?
And then Harmony moved in with us.
Okay. So what time did DCYF get involved with you guys? Like, were they over there often, or was it just like a certain period of time? Or
they were there every single day. The police showed up every single day.
That's what it was due to.
So Kevin moved out because between me and my wife and Kevin, we were supposed to like pay the bills, keep the heat on, the gas, whatever. Well, Kevin was supposed to pay the electric bill. He didn't pay the electric bill. Me and my wife, I picked my wife from work and showed up at home. They were shutting the electricity off. So me and Kevin got into an argument about not paying the bill.
Yeah.
And he took his shit and moved out. And then so the next day, DCYF showed up and the police showed up because they said that we were unfit to have the children at the house because there was no electricity in the house.
Okay.
But we had a generator running, we had the fridge hooked up to it, there was food in the fridge, everything was fine. The police showed up, seeing that the kids was fine, there was nothing wrong with them. The DCYF showed up and they left.
And was that like summer, fall, like when was that?
I want to say maybe spring, going into summer maybe.
Oh, okay, so like you guys hadn't been there for too long then?
6 months or so.
Okay. And how did it end up that you guys got kicked out of there?
All right, so it was my grandmother's house.
Right.
They didn't pay the mortgage or whatever. They moved to Florida, so the mortgage payments weren't being paid. And right around Thanksgiving sometimes, the sheriffs came and threw us out.
And then
me, Harmony, and Declan, Seamus, and Kayla left.
And where the heck did you guys go from there?
We were in our car.
Oh, so you lived in your car at that time?
For a couple of days.
Okay.
And then,
what, did you have like a van or something like that back then at least? Mm-hmm. What were you driving back then?
Chrysler of some kind, I forget.
Oh, so it was just like a sedan?
A sedan, yeah.
Okay, so you're living in the car, so you, Kayla, and the three kids were living in the car for a few days, and then how'd you get up out of that situation? Like, who took you in, or where'd you guys end up?
We ended up going to our mom's house, Kayla's mom's house.
Okay, and what's her name?
Chris.
Chris, how's she, well, I mean, she must be okay. She willing to take you guys in?
Yeah, all right. They're like, all right, I, you know what, man, like, I don't even want to talk anymore. Like, this is just beating around the bush, man. It just seems a little too silly to me.
Well, I'm trying to figure out who can substantiate your claims that there's, like, you're not this, like, monster of a person that either DCYF made you out to be, or your family who you didn't get along with, or whoever. So that's why I'm trying to like let you kind of speak your piece about all that shit, you know what I mean?
No, I get what you're saying. I just got nothing else to say, man. And like, no, yeah. And like, I just don't want to sit there and like, can I smoke another butt?
Sure. I'll be honest, I don't smoke cigarettes. I get a little lightheaded myself.
I don't want to get along. I just know I
smoke butts
for a minute.
That's all good.
But to sit there, man, and sit there and tell me you yourself, too, like, this is why I feel like it's just all bullshit. This is just a game. I know it is. I'm not stupid. You fucking...
We're just trying to give you the opportunity to explain yourself.
You're sitting there telling me not to make me out to look like some monster. Well, but I told my girlfriend the other day that she should get the fuck away from me, that you don't even know who I am and what my past is like and all types of crazy shit, like, but sit there and look me in my face.
Adam, I think... Are you talking about Kelsey?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Kelsey might be exaggerating a little bit.
Right. I don't know her to exaggerate like that.
It wasn't us talking to Kelsey either.
Oh, there was other people talking to her, so you know.
She told me, she gave me your card and said this was the guy that said it.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you that I didn't say that. But if you want to believe it, that's fine.
I mean, she never had no reason to lie to me. So I don't know what she would lie about at that point.
She also told me she had no idea that you had a daughter, so I guess we could say the same thing about you telling her that.
Right? She knew I had a daughter. I mean, I have one with Kayla, so she knew I had a daughter.
She didn't know about Harmony.
She knew I had other kids.
She told me she had no idea that you ever, like, lived with her and that you, like, barely knew her. I don't know if she was lying to me, because, for whatever, I have no idea. I don't know her. I know you better than her, so that's what I'm saying. So Christina takes you guys in, and she's doing all right, and then would you guys move over to Union Street after that? Is that when you guys get that spot?
Nope, we go to the shelter.
And that's the one on...
Lake Ave.
Okay.
Who's we? Who went to the shelter? They allowed you to go as a family to the shelter?
Mm. See, I thought they didn't let guys there for some reason.
They always let guys there. They didn't let me in there this time for no reason. Their reason was bullshit, because I would have been there with Kayla again.
So back then, they let you in there?
Hell yeah.
And it was all of you guys, like, it was the five of you, they let you guys stay there?
No. All right, see, yeah, you guys are just...
I'm trying to understand. I don't know your timeline of life, man. You're there. I'm not. That's why I'm trying to ask you these questions, to clarify them.
I already told you the other day what transpired. So we all didn't even go to our mother's house.
Okay. Who didn't go to her mother's
house? Harmony was all...
Okay, so Harmony didn't go to Chris's house. So explain to me how she didn't end up going to Chris's house.
I've already explained this to you.
Okay.
Well, there's some discrepancies between what you're telling us and what other people are telling us. You're saying you brought her down to Mass, that somebody said she came up from Mass.
I never once said I brought her down to Mass.
What did you say? She came up here to get her?
I never once said. I was audio and video recording the other day. I never once said I went down to Mass.
So you're saying that she came up from Mass?
I'm not saying anything else.
Why is it that you refuse to talk about her every time we bring her up?
Because you guys are just sitting here beating a fucking bush. It's over and over. You guys asked me what happened the other day. I told you what happened.
You wouldn't tell us the other day.
You guys talked to me the other day. I explained to him what happened the other day. And now, it was just a charade. Yep. No, don't worry about it. You're not under arrest. And I'll come up with some fucking bullshit.
They didn't arrest you.
No, the other day. No, but then you had a fucking SWAT team roll up on me, and the fucking D-techs follow me around for the last 3 days.
Yeah, people are coming out of the woodwork. That's what we're trying to tell you. Like, we don't want you to be painted as a monster. We want you to maybe explain yourself a little bit and give us some side of your story. We have nothing. We have just what we're hearing from people. $40,000 and drag a lot of people out, whether you believe you're your friends or not.
No, I bet
it's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, I know it is. Absolutely,
so
it is.
That's what we're trying to get. Now's your time. Like, you keep locking up on us. You don't want to tell us anything about her.
No, I got nothing else to say.
I think you
care about all my kids.
Right. But the one I care the most about is your daughter, Harmony. And we have people around the clock calling into us, giving us tips from all over the country, because they care too to try to find where she is. My only goal, which I told you the other day, is to make sure that she's safe. I don't want you to get tied into something if you didn't do anything wrong. My job is not to jam somebody up for something that they didn't do wrong. And if you can tell me that you didn't do anything wrong, then I want to believe you, because, dude, I've met you now a few times. I helped you out when you were at the hospital when you were having a fucking meltdown. You told me about your kids. I sat there and I talked to you. Dude, I could have fucking tased you right there, and I didn't do that because I saw deep down inside that you were hurting and that I wanted to help you. Right now, all I'm trying to do is help your daughter. I want to bring her home, and I can't do that without your help. Dude, I can't do that without your help. Help, hey, can you look at me? Help me, please. That's all I'm asking for. I can't sleep until I know that she's okay. And I know that you know where she is or what happened to her, but I can't do it without your help. And if you don't want to look like this fucking animal, because I don't think you are. Not that I don't think you are, I know you aren't. But I can only do so much for you, man.
I know.
I'm begging you to help me. Because as much as you're hurting inside, I'm also hurting inside. And I don't know how you can sleep at night, because I'm sure it's eating the shit out of you. Am I wrong?
No. No, it's eating me up. I know I'm not fucking seeing my wife. I'm not seeing my kids. You guys are just playing games. Like, this is just...
Dude, but I'm not trying...
Well, I'm trying to play games again, man.
Good.
Like...
Telling my wife and kids that I'm not allowed to see my wife and kids. Like,
but dude, that was a mistake from some court paperwork that hadn't been updated. So like I said, I apologize for that.
But it was updated. DCYF told them.
No. This was some like DV paperwork I'm talking about.
But I'm talking about DCYF already told us multiple times that there was no contact order.
Maybe okay. Through DCYF. But
it could have been through DCYF.
Yeah.
Let's fucking forget about it.
All right,
you've seen your wife and kids over the last how many days, right?
I haven't seen my kids in the last 2 days, 3 days.
Okay. You're always gonna be their father. Declan, Seamus, and then Sierra, right?
Kiera.
And then there's Harmony.
I got nothing else to say. That's it. It, guys.
Can you make me a promise? Like, man to man? Can you tell me that she's alive?
You're going to play the same word games that you played with me the other day?
No, it's not word games.
I got nothing.
Because we care, man. We want to know.
This isn't going to go anywhere. Like, this isn't going to stop. So,
no,
you know
it's not.
So either get on the bus now or get run over.
Well, I got nothing else to say.
Why is it you have so much trouble talking about Harmony?
Guys, I got nothing else to say. I want a lawyer with me.
I'm gonna leave this copy of this ex parte or it's a petition from DCYF. You can read it later sometime. I'll put it in your property. Basically the same thing you got the other day, it's just a little more detailed that we handed you. It does say that you're ordered to help us locate Harmony Beer, unless you're not going to do that.
I'm just telling you guys I don't want a lawyer.
It is 9:25.
That's the police interrogation with Adam Montgomery, as I said before, a piece of human excrement that was conducted when police started to realize there's probably someone missing or dead, mainly your daughter. What's going on? We'll continue to cover this tragic case for you and bring you all of the developments as they continue to unfold right here. I am Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.